produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Thandwe Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa. And the name of our program is called Onqede On Endiza Nathi. This show is produced by Caleb Padgett. Welcome to the broadcast today. It's always a privilege. It's always an honor. It's a day that the Lord has made. Therefore, we are rejoicing and are glad in it. Bazalwane, please allow me to speak about the blood of Jesus. It's been a topic that has been brewing in my spirit. Can we share? Can we just sit together? Is it okay that we can think together? Let's just zoom in on the subject about the blood of Jesus. We find our scripture reading on the book of Hebrews from chapter 9. Verse 11. We'll just read from verse 11 and we'll see how long it takes us. We'll just decide which verse to stop at. Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 11 reads thus, but Christ came as high priest of the good things to come. Christ came as the high priest of the good things to come. Just to give you a background, in this chapter, it talks about the tabernacle, that the priest of God in the olden days used to come onto the tabernacle, the outer court, the inner court, the most holy court, the holy of holies, to sacrifice the offerings, which were bulls, calves, animals, for the sins of men. But now in verse 11, we capture and we read the Bible when it says, but Christ came as the high priest of the good things to come. Of the good things to come, meaning that it cancels the past sacrifices. With the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. It was not the bulls, it was not the calves, it was not the tabernacle of creation by human hand, but now it was just his body. But not with the blood of goats and the calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifer, sprinkling of the unclean, sacrifice for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from death works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, for those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. As we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, we usher ourselves ngegazi negama lenkosi yethu Jesu. Singena uNkulunkulu ebukhoneni bakho ngoba siyazi ukuthi ngaphandle kwakho we are nothing. We enter, Lord, wearing the full armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth around our waist, we carry the shield of faith, Lord, blocking all the fiery darts of the enemy. We wear the helmet of salvation, Lord, and we carry the sword, which is your word. Now this is your sword, Lord. We're talking about the blood. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we know or imagine, according to the power that is at work in us, the blood of Jesus. Bazalwane, we are talking about the blood. But Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come. As I was mentioning earlier on, that Jesus Christ is a final authority, final offering in the kingdom of God, in the era of sacrifices. And as we read the Old Testament, that the priest Abu Eli, the other priest, Aaron's sons, the priest who came before Christ, the human priest, they always used to take ama offerings unto the altar. Remember the altar and the tabernacle. UNkulunkulu wacela uMose ukuthi abuild a tabernacle that head was divided in three parts: the outer, the inner, and the most holy, the courts, the tabernacle. And iBhayibheli lalisitshela ukuthi uJesu yena kuza yena of a good things, like uJesu Kristu ube yindlela neqiniso nelife ukuthi manje sikwazi ukungena ebukhoneni kaNkulunkulu. The whole subject ye tabernacle was because ama-Israelites or umuntu had to find a way ukungenelela kuNkulunkulu, the redemption of our sins. The sprinkling of the blood, the sacrifice of animal was done so that abantu babuyiselwe every time. Every year the priest will go unto the Holy of Holies ayongenela izono zakhe nezabantu ekhulumeni noNkulunkulu. But in this case, ku Hebrews 9, we discover ukuthi now uJesu Kristu ube yinkosi nomsindisi kuze yena qobo eyingane kaNkulunkulu, eyi son of God, offering himself, his body as life, so that people can live. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. It's an eternal redemption. Lama sizofunda la endebosha lama tetebuti. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemptions of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. The blood yama goats nama bulls, which was sacrificed to God, could not remove the sin of man completely. It was just a shadow of the things to come. But now uJesu make figure yena ufika aye the real thing, the original, the God himself, the Father, the Son, Jesus, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit all in one, uze yena emhlabeni. Then he became the eternal sacrifice. Uthi ukufa kwakhe by Jesus ukushathange namatha ukuhletshulwa kwekhethini ukusiwa komzimba wakhe ubulawa kwakhe chitheka kogazi lakhe, to so that thina we may have life and life to its abundance. Redemption, the blood of Jesus. Why are we talking about the blood of Jesus? Often we, like as a born again Christian, as a pastor for that matter, it has taken me many years to understand. I still have not fathomed, understood exactly the reality of the blood. But book of 1 Corinthians 11, when Jesus Christ talked to his disciples there, he says, when you drink this, do this in remembrance of me. Maunidla isinkwa, nikhumbule umzimba wami ohlatshelwa nina. Then igazi lami covenant. So in this case, igazi li covenant. Igazi lisibusiso. Igazi lokugcokiswa, ukuqinwa, ukugezwa komuntu kwabusha. UDavid lapha ku Samson the Moshata 51 uthi, may wash me thoroughly. Ukhuluma ngama sins awa ake ekuyena muntu. So igazi lemvana litlina and wash the sins away for life. In this case uJesu Kristu igazi lakhe lisitlina endebusha thoroughly, lisusa ukungcola, lisusa the sins of the forefathers and our own sins once and for all. The blood of bulls and animals could not do this, but the blood of Jesus is able to cleanse us forever. Do we understand this? Do I understand that it has taken me forever? For even now, I'm praying for God for more revelation. When you go to the book of John, chapter 6, from 48, oyisinkwa, the bread, egazi lakhe eli, Jesus uthi manibhula mina niphuza mina niyakuphila, ni ukuphila okungenaphakade. The blood of bulls and animals could not do this forever. Redemption came through the blood of Jesus. Do we know it? Do we, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, automatically we belong unto the kingdom of God. Automatically the blood of Jesus speaks on our behalf. There's a verse that talks about the blood, go Hebrews, blood of Abel that spoke, but the blood of Jesus speaks of a better covenant. If ukhumbula uverse 11, but Jesus Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come. Good things to come, the covenant itself It's a new covenant and the final one. He became a sacrifice once and for all. The blood of Jesus speaks of a better sacrifice, a better covenant. Ukufa. Ukufa is removed by the blood. It is the sting of death was swallowed up in victory. Ukufa kaJesu is swallowed up in victory. The sting of death. Ukufa kwanqotshwa uJesu. Ugula. When he was walking on earth, he healed those who were sick. He preached the word and he taught the word. We need to be taught the word of God. We need to be taught. The blood of Jesus speaks of a better covenant. As we receive the teaching, it's life and life to its abundance. You realize that what God has accomplished through Christ on the cross was healing for us, was breakthroughs for us, was abundant life for us, was permanently walking with him and understanding who we are in him. Go Psalms 8 to David, market what is meant that your mind is full of him. You've made him lower than yourself. You've crowned him with glory. It was a revelation through the name of Jesus and the blood. In fact, if you can just receive the blood, as strange as this may sound, the blood of Jesus permanently cleanses and washes us of our sins. It puts us in the kingdom of God. Mark to David, what is meant that you are mindful of him? The blood of Jesus cleanses us, then we take our rightful position in dominating this world. Psalm 8, what is man? Genesis 1:28. God says, dominate, subdue the earth. So when Jesus Christ died, he was returning us back the rightful position. He took the keys in Hlothulelo, right in the kingdom of darkness, and took it back. And Jesus, he gives us these very keys. What we bind in this earth, it's bound in heaven. What we release on this earth, it's bound. Jesus is released in heaven. So egazini lemvana, there's life, there's peace, there's dominion, there's rebuke, there's Jesus, there's the will of God. The will of God, it's right. It's the redemption right in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks of a better covenant. The better covenant that in him we live, in him we move, in him it's our being. When Jesus Christ walked on this earth, he commanded the sea to stop. Jesus, he opened the eyes of the blind, Abu Bartimaeus. Jesus, he stopped. He called out the demons to leave the men of Gadara. Jesus, he walked with such great power and anointing because Jesus was anointed. The Bible says God anointed him. Jesus, he was anointed to destroy the work of the enemy. So uJesu makethi thina sisemhlabeni simamukele sikwenza singenza okudlula. The fact that he opened Edebo Shalamata, he calmed the storm. He's expecting us to be able to calm the storms of our lives. He expects us to walk on water, do the impossible. Uthi makuthi kuJohn kuBook of John kuPeter kuthi mabalahlela inet la ufishi lutholakale khona kunguthi bebe ubusuku bonke they told without any fish being caught, but because at his word, as per instruction of his words, the fish, large numbers of fish were caught. So Jesus Christ expects us to do more. This is a better covenant. This is the element of the blood of Jesus. Ukufa kwakhe meant that siyamgcoka uJesu. It meant that igazi lakhe Jesus, it speaks on our behalf. When the enemy comes in like the flood, God raises the standard. Remember the book of Exodus, when the Israelites were exiting Egypt. On the night, a night before, the angel of death roamed around. The agreement with God and the Moses was that Ama Israelite needed to put Edebo Shalamata, smear the blood on the doorpost, meaning life. Life, life, life. The angel of death was not even allowed to come in onto those houses when there was blood on the doorpost. The blood of Jesus in this day and hour, for those of us who have received him, it's life. The doorpost of our bodies, the doorpost of our lungs, the doorpost of our lives, the doorpost of our families, the doorpost of our business, the doorpost of everything that we had touch, our hands get to touch. It's protected by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises the standard. The blood says, not here. I have died and I am alive. Hey, I have risen. Because of this reason, these people are alive. Because the blood speaks of a better covenant. The blood of Jesus covers us. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus in heaven, it speaks. Jesus Christ is a mediator. Is a mediator, debo shalamata. The old covenant could not stand. The blood of bulls and animals could not speak, and debo kanamata bata. But a living sacrifice, once and for all, it's standing na namhlanje. It's living. It speaks. Ekazi lemvana na sezulwini the zede bukanda mata. It speaks. So, bazalwane mpunto se mhlabeni. As you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, remember this. As we take umtendeleko, which is the Holy Communion daily, as we remember him, as in the mukala mata, let's understand that the blood speaks of a better covenant, Jesus. It speaks of a better covenant. The blood of Jesus remains power. In biology, they talk about the white blood cells and the red blood cells that fights the illnesses in a human body. How the blood is sufficient, because life is in the blood. In same applies with us. The blood of Jesus fights illnesses. It fights in the bush. It dominates against the kingdom of darkness. It fights over in the name of Jesus. May we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we have read your word, what the sacrifice, what the blood of Jesus, it was a final sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Lord, you said in your word that the blood of Jesus speaks of a better covenant than the blood of Abel, the blood of animals. This day, this hour, kulomzuzu, we pray as the body of Christ. Baba ndebo shada mata. You say in your word that the blood of bulls was sprinkled, kuzo zonke izinto debo that pertained to men. Lord, the same applies the blood of Jesus. Let it be sprinkled in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our finances, in our families, ndebo kaka. The doorpost of the earth, the doorpost of our businesses, the doorpost, Lord, in the bushalamata. Iminyango esihlala kuyona, iminyango yenhliziyo yethu, iminyango uNkulunkulu yezitsha zethu, iminyango uNkulunkulu ndemosha emsebenzi esiyenza emhlabeni, iminyango ndebushalamata ndemata. With the devil cocktail, may the blood of Jesus be sprinkled and speak on our behalf. The blood of Jesus speaks of a better covenant. The life, Lord, the life, the Zoe kind of life, the life that you have begun, Lord, when you walked on this earth, the life that you have in the Boshalama predestined for us as your children in the body of Christ, the life that you debo shalamata. The Bible says, Google Ephesians, that you have given us spiritual blessing, you have blessed us with spiritual blessing. That life, Lord, we speak it out in the name of Jesus. May the blood of Jesus continuously and innocently speak on our behalf. May the blood of Jesus, what you've accomplished on the cross, what you have accomplished, may the blood of Jesus. To some of us, we have experienced death. We have experienced death in the Bushenda pain. We have experienced in the book, we continue to experience. Abakulayo right now, Lord, and the mission. May the blood of Jesus speak on our behalf. Lord, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, may the touch of the Holy Ghost power touch. May the blood of Jesus. May the blood be sprinkled, Lord. May the blood speak.
May the blood speak, Lord. May the blood speak. May the blood speak. Lord, and a better covenant. May the blood speak on our behalf, Lord. The blood of Jesus speaks of a better covenant. Life. We speak through the blood of Jesus. Life, let it be life. Let there be life. Let there be life, for you are light and you are life. You are light and you are life. Lord, tell when I go John in the bush 8, verse 12, in the darkness, because it is because of you that being in light, and Lord, because of the blood of that speaks of a better covenant, we receive that life and we receive that life, light. In Jesus' name. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the tabernacle that was sacrificed once and for all. Thank you for the blood. We reject sin. We reject woofer. We reject everything that the enemy had thrown at us. We take the life. We receive what the exchange of life that was done on the cross of Calvary. We receive the Zoe kind of life. In the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bazalwane, this is Pastor Thandwe Nyoni from the United Kingdom Radio Network signing out. May the blood of Jesus continue to speak on our behalf. May the blood of Jesus speak on our behalf. Jesus, you are God and there is no other. May the blood continually speak on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. God bless and goodbye. Thank you very much. Bye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
Well, greetings again from South Africa. We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. This is your program, Destined for Glory, on Finding My Way Radio, USA World. We thank God for yet another day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And we thank God that He has kept us by His grace, and His mercies are new every morning. Even for you as you are listening, wherever you are throughout the world, we greet you, we salute you with the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, God, that He has kept you for this day to receive of the newness of His message upon your life. And I pray to God that you will open up your heart with me to receive from God that, well, as we continue again right now into our program, Destined for Glory, let us pray together with you again today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, positioning ourselves to receive of you from your word. We thank you that your word is anointed, is alive and quicker. Your word is sharper than a two-edged sword and piercing through to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and searching the intent of the heart. Father, speak your blessing right now over every listener right now as you receive of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, dear listener, as we continue in Destined for Glory, we are living at a time right now where you and I can ask the question as to what is going on throughout the world. I do believe that that's the reason why God is calling us to be looking at this, the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. I do believe that everything that is going on right now is putting us at the place where you and I need to know our identity with God as to how do we stand in the witness of Jesus Christ. And I do believe that God has appointed for us to know Him by revelation, that He, Jesus, is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. And as we know Him thus, we will know to walk by faith, connecting the revelation of who Jesus is. For we do not walk by that are going on throughout the world. They do not take God by surprise. Remember, the word of God says that in these days we will see towns built with bloodshed, the rule of men built with bloodshed and iniquity. But the word then continues to say in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 14, he says, but the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, which means God has not appointed anything negative or anything evil to cover the earth, but he has appointed the knowledge of his glory to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Now, the knowledge of his glory calls for the revelatory knowledge of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews chapter 1, Jesus Christ is the brightness of the Father's glory. He is the very brightness of God's glory. He is the express image of his person, and he is upholding all things by the word of his power. And the Bible says, when God had made himself perched, when he himself had perched our sins, he sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. So right now, all we need is Jesus Christ, the exalted one. Remember Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9. The Bible says, God has exalted Jesus Christ and gave him the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that he, Jesus, is Lord. And I do believe this is the time. If you wonder how we are going to spend in the midst of all the things that are going on, you and I, we will only know to spend in the name that is above every other name, even the name of Jesus Christ. There is victory in knowing Jesus by revelation. And as we have begun, remember the scripture of our promise in Matthew 16, where Jesus blessed Peter because Peter had received by revelation who Jesus is and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. So he was saying to him, you are blessed because of knowing me by the revelation from the Father. And I want us today, you and I, to embrace the capacity of the blessing. What is this blessing? What does this blessing do to us? And how does the blessing of God position us before God when we get to know Jesus by revelation? He said to Simon, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood is not revealed this unto you. So knowing Jesus by revelation is God's victory for you and I over every limitation of flesh and blood. So this revelation gives us the victory over that. Understand, when the prophet Isaiah prophesied the coming of Jesus in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, he said, unto us a child is born, which means Jesus, who is God, Jesus, who is the Christ, Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, came through the flesh. And he said, unto us a child is born, which means he came through the natural sphere. Now get this revelation. Whatever sphere God chooses to come through, listen very carefully. Whatever sphere God chooses to come through or to manifest himself through, he destroys the strongholds of that sphere and he becomes the stronghold of that sphere. What am I saying to you? I'm saying to you that Jesus Christ was born in the flesh. He became Christ, or Christ incarnate, or God incarnate, came in the flesh. And as he came in the flesh, he took the domain, the territory, the sphere of the flesh. He destroyed every part of the stronghold of the flesh, and he has now become the stronghold of the flesh. What does this mean? It means that you and I, therefore, to become alive in this life that we are living in this body that we are living in, the body of flesh and blood, the only way we can be victorious in them is to destroyed, so that now Jesus, our God in Christ, has become the stronghold for us. We now have Jesus, and we can live in this body that we are living in, but with the authority of God who came in the flesh. Yes. And that's why, therefore, in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, we hear Paul then saying this word, I am crucified with Christ. And I want us to look at that. He says, I am crucified with Christ. And he says, the life that I live now, the life that I live now, I do not live by myself. All right? I have been crucified with Christ. And then he says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. He says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Can you hear this now? It means the blessing of knowing Jesus by revelation gives us now authority to live in this life of flesh and blood, but not with our own strength anymore, but with the faith of the Son of the living God. He says, I do not live it by myself anymore. I live by faith. By the faith of the Son of God. Yes, the original King James Version put it just like that. I live by the faith of the Son of God, which means Jesus. Jesus came through the domain of the natural. He conquered the strongholds of them, whatever they be, whether it's the oppression of the mind, whether it's the oppression of the body, whether it's the oppression of the material circumstances. Jesus has already passed through here. And that's why, therefore, in the book of Hebrews, the Bible then says, we have a high priest who is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Why? Because he himself has been tempted at all points, yet without sin, which means he tasted everything that you and I may have to confront while we walk in this world, while we're living in this flesh and blood. But he has conquered all the strongholds of the domain of flesh and blood, so that nothing in the realm of the natural could ever leave you and I in this life. Hallelujah. And that's why he goes on then to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, he says, but as it is written, he's referring to the writing in the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, and he says, now it's coming to fulfill, as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it gone into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Know that, I have not seen. Ear has not heard, neither has it gone into the heart of man. What are these three dimensions? These three dimensions of these three elements, they represent our existence in the natural, our existence in the flesh, our existence in the intelligible realm of existence. And he says that realm has not yet seen, heard, or felt the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And when we read verse 10 of the same 1 Corinthians 2, he says, but to us they are revealed by the Spirit of God, for the Spirit searches all things. And then he says, yes, the deep things of God. Yes, that principle of the deep things of God, it means things that are to be revealed. He says, but to us, they are revealed by the Spirit of God. Yes, that's why in our establishing scripture of Matthew 16, Jesus says then to Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. Can you see that right now? And you must understand, when Jesus was speaking to Peter, he had not yet died on the cross. It was still something that even Peter could not comprehend. But now, you and I must have the right perspective and the view of how we are reading the scripture. We are reading the scripture from the place of the resurrected one, the ascended one, the soon coming one. He is not the Christ who's still going to die. He died. He rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven. He's coming back again. And he declared, it is finished. So when he said, it is finished, he meant now the revelation of the Father is sealed. It is no longer the revelation that you know, like Peter got to know just in a moment. No, now it is a revelation that you live by. That's why Paul then says, I live by the faith of the Son of God. What is the faith of the Son of God? The faith of the Son of God, the faith of Jesus Christ, is the faith that saw him go to the cross, that saw him carry the sins of the world, that saw him laying down his life for you and I. He says, now, in order for us to live in this world, we live by the faith of the Son of God. And that's why Jesus said unto us, if any man comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. How can we follow him? We can follow him because he took up his cross by faith. And by the same faith of the Son of God, we can live this life victorious over every constraint of the flesh, victorious over every limitation of the natural. And thank God that in Christ now, every limitation is broken because we have come to know him by revelation. So in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 10, he says, but to us they are revealed by the Spirit of God, for the Spirit searches all things. And he says, yes, the deep things of God. So what is this, knowing Jesus by revelation? Or what is this, the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ? It is the victory of knowing him by the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit searches all things, and he says, yes, the deep things of God. The Spirit searches all things, and he says, yes, the deep things of God, which means the things that are to be revealed by the Spirit of God. The Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. And God has revealed it unto us. Now, when we go further in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, chapter 2 and verse 11, going forward, he says, for what man knows the things of the man except the spirit of the man which is in him? He says, even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. And then he says to us, now we have received not the spirit of the world, no that, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. No that. This is the power of connecting your victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. What is that power? It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power of God to connect our knowledge of Jesus Christ by revelation, our victorious knowledge of Jesus Christ by revelation. Because I want you to know, my beloved, wherever you are, the things that are going on right now that we have been warned about in Scripture, that perilous times are coming. Paul wrote to Timothy, perilous times are coming. And in these times, there shall be spirits of deception. There shall be demonic expressions. Men shall be lovers of themselves. Men shall be boastful. It is in this season that your knowledge and my knowledge of Jesus Christ is going to be put to the test. How do you know him? You cannot just come to know him through anything that is seen with the eye, that is felt with the feelings, or that is touched with the material. No, you and I have come to know him, of course, come to know him by revelation. And it is the revelation of the Spirit of God. That's why, therefore, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, then he goes on to say, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, which means the Holy Spirit the one who brings us to the place of sonship. Now, as I come to the close, I want you to listen to this. Jesus said to Peter, he asked Peter and the disciples in Matthew 16, who do people say I, the Son of Man, am? Look that. Who do people say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, look at this with me, that if you read it again and remove the Son of Man, Jesus was already going to be revealing himself by the Spirit and by revelation. If you could have removed the Son of Man, because it would read, who do men say that I am? And if you had read that way, I am is him who is. And if you could have just said it down again, I guess, maybe every one of them would have remembered when God was sending Moses to meet Pharaoh and said, when Moses said, God, whom should I say send me? And God said to Moses, say, I am that I am, which is, this is God, and this is who I am. And the minute you say, I am, Moses, immediately my whole nature will be standing before the Pharaoh of the world. And therefore, when Jesus said to the disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am, he was giving them that the Son of Man is already obvious, is already the cross I'm bearing, is already the stronghold I am dethroning. And therefore, I don't want you to tell me that they say I'm the Son of Mary, I am the Son of Joseph. No, I want you to tell me who do they say I am. And that's why Peter then said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus had to say to him, this is the revelation. And Peter's name, or Simon's name, was changed to Peter because Peter meant you are the product of this rock of revelation. Even as I am, so you are, Peter. This is what Jesus was saying. As I am, so you are, which means you are born now of the very revelation or rock of revelation that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so now you also have become Peter. And let me close it here. That's why when we read in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1, it reads, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, listen to that. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And Peter said in Matthew 16, you are the Christ. And Jesus said, this is the rock, what you are saying. And you yourself have become now the stone, the particle of the rock. You are the rock. So in the same way, you and I, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. This, my beloved, is what the world is waiting for. This is what the creation is waiting for. The Bible says creation is prevailing, Romans 8 and 19, awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God, not the manifestation of another hero, not another manifestation of another politician or political grouping or some magical, mystical person. No. Creation is prevailing for the manifestation of the sons of God. And the Bible says that creation shall be released into the glorious liberty, which is the liberty that is full of glory. And therefore, you and I are destined for glory in order to bring the answer, release the answer to creation, and silence all that is going on in this world. We shall live peaceably in this world. Let us pray for the politicians, pray for the government, pray for the rulers, pray for the situations in our nation, from a place of knowing that we are the sons of God, we are born of God, and from that place we can intercede, we can pray, and we can live a peaceable life. So God, wish me blessings as we in South Africa are embracing the month of May, which is the Africa month. On the 25th of May, it shall be the celebration of Africa Day, and we believe in God for the blessing upon Africa, for the destiny release of the global contribution of Africa, even through the church kingdom. So God, which will bless you as we wait again to meet in destiny for glory. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Shalom around the world. This is Dr. Richardson with Candid Conversations on the Finding My Way Family Network. I want to say shalom and thank you so much to our CEO and visionary, Kayla Padgett, for extending this opportunity to share with you just biblical points and moments that will challenge you, that will have you praising God, that will also have you to take an introspective look at your walk. So yes, thank you so much, CEO, and your entire team. Shalom, shalom. So today on Candid Conversations, I want to take a moment just to highlight a brief passage of scripture from our word. I'm so thankful today. It is the Sabbath, it's the holy day, and I encourage you to take a little time just to reflect on the goodness of Yah, Yahuwah, Elohim. I call him by his Hebrew name, just to thank him for his son, Yeshua, the Messiah, and what he did for us, and to take that time on the Sabbath to just reflect on his goodness. Sometimes we're so busy with the cares of life that we don't actually allow ourselves to take time to reflect on his goodness, his mercies, and all that he has done for us. And not only us, but those who don't understand us. Because listen, it would behoove us as believers to pray as the word instructs, for those who speak and do all matters of evil. Now listen, Dr. Richardson is not quoting verbatim, but you know what I'm referring to. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. And so it is incumbent upon us to take the scriptures and to remember, just to take a little bit of time, not to only reflect on the beauty of life and that life that we have been blessed to experience, but also to pray, to intercede for those who, Yeshua said it himself, the world hated me. So we know that the world hated our Savior. He's even their Savior, and yet they persecuted him. So if he said that he had people who hated him, of course, by us being his disciples, us being grafted in as heirs with God and joint heirs of God and joint heirs with Yeshua, then we know that we too will be persecuted. So listen, let's head right into the word. I want to encourage you from the book of Ephesians. Yes, the book of Ephesians. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. Let's go to chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So, yes, that is the NIV version. So I'm just encouraged today to encourage you to not allow the flesh to overrule us, to overtake, take us out of our character, to get us to behave in a manner or to conduct ourselves in a manner that is not conducive to holiness, that is not conducive to whom we actually say whom we are. We say that we belong to him, Elohim. So It is not a good thing. And I'm going to tell you, I know it's challenging because even for me, listen, I, like Paul, have not yet arrived. I press toward that mark. I am still finding myself in my prayer room. I'm still finding myself repentant. I'm still finding myself flawed sometimes in this area. And I say that because it's easy when people persecute us. It's easy when people mistreat us. It's easy when people take advantage of us to allow the flesh to communicate and overrule the spirit man or the spirit woman. And I'm saying this because the Holy Spirit is our comforter. Yeshua, our Messiah, we call him Jesus, left the Holy Spirit to be our guide, you know, and the Holy Spirit will speak to us. He will convict us. He will reprove us. He does all of these things that we would be more like God, that we would resemble and reflect Yeshua, God's only begotten Son. And so when we allow ourselves to speak harshly or to speak words that are unbecoming of a believer, then it is our responsibility to listen to the Holy Spirit, not only to listen, but the word says that we're to not only be readers and hearers, but actually doers of his word. So it's a challenge to perfect that love walk. It's a challenge to resist the urge to retaliate, even if it's not with actions, even if it's just with words. So let us be careful and let us be mindful of our actions. Let us also be more cognizant of our own behaviors rather than our neighbors. You know, it's easy for us to see how someone else is falling short, you know, and that's why grace is there. But it's more challenging to see when we're falling short and to have that same grace extended to us. So I am so super excited, so super humbled and thankful for the opportunity to share with us this passage of scripture. Now let me go on and let me read it actually from the King James Version and bring it a little bit closer so that you can hear it. From the King James Version, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. See, right there. Don't let this happen. But that which is good to the use of edifying, and we know what edification is. It's building up. It's also building up, not only building up, but building up that our Creator, Elohim, would be glorified, and that those in the body would be edified. You get that? Our Father, our Creator, God, would be glorified. And then those who are part of the body would be edified, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So, yeah, you know, it's easy for us to say, well, you know, sin touches us all, or God knows our heart. Yes, Yeshua knows our heart. He created us, and he created us in his image. He created us for his purpose. So, you know, I think sometimes if there's a pride issue, and then couple that with a flesh issue, it's so easy. And on the flip side of that, I've seen where those who are in the body are so sensitive and so delicate about how they speak about those who have harmed them. So that's a good quality. That's a matter of fact, that's a God quality. That's a characteristic of our Father. So that's a blessing. So for those who have been injured, for those who have been mistreated, maligned, and maliciously affected by various forms of abuse, trauma, any type of behavior that is not becoming of our Father. Remember this, they too need prayer. Maybe they're not at a point that you are. Maybe Sister Richardson needs a little bit more prayer, not excuses. because I do need to be accountable for the way that I treat you. But let's just say this, since you're at a different point in your life, you've pivoted and done a sort of change. You know, you've done an about face. You've made a 185 degree turn. You know, that's a blessing, great for you. But pray for me and bring it to my attention what I have done. Because, see, even if you were to take it and not even give me an opportunity to be accountable for my actions or even the corrupt communication that I've said against you, then you're taking it to someone else and you haven't given me the opportunity to seek forgiveness from you. Yes, I can seek forgiveness because for the most part, I probably will know that what I have said or done is wrong. And I can take it to our Heavenly Father. But when it comes down to, you know, you, if I've offended you, please come to me. We should be bold enough in our Father, through Yeshua, through our Messiah, to go to an individual. The scripture tells us that we can do this. You know, if someone has offended us, you know, if trespassed against us, then we go to that individual and make things right or attempt to make things right. It won't always be that way, but at least we've made an effort in good faith. And we know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things yet to manifest. So I'm just appealing to our spirit man today that we not let our flesh overrule our spirit. And we do realize that Yeshua also commanded this, that we must present ourselves in a manner or a fashion that reflects and resembles him for all intents and purposes. The book of John, chapter 13, verse 35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And so, all men, not just the ones in the body, but those who have yet to come to our Savior for salvation, they too will see his glory, his light within us, and it's because of a perfected love walk. Listen, as an educator, I remember a maxim that was often said, and it was, practice makes perfect. Now, I know that in my life, I've never known anything to be perfect except our Savior. He's the only perfect prototype that I have ever believed I have recognized. Everything else is flawed in some way. I don't care how perfect it seems to be. And we, by nature, seem to seek after perfection. But we'll never attain that until we're in our glorified bodies with him. Okay, because man is a fallen creation, you know, it's humanity. But what I love so much is how I kind of retweaked that. I redid that. I rebranded that. I repurposed that. I'm the purpose shaker. Okay, so what I say is, practice makes improvement. So if we practice our love walk, if we practice loving those who mistreat us. See, it's easy or it's easier to love individuals when they love you. It's easy to love those who support us. It's easy to love those who don't resist our Savior, okay? Listen, are you hearing me? This is some good stuff. It's easy to love those who have an authentic relationship with the Father, through his Son. And the reason that I say that is because for the most part, when we have a relationship with our Father through his Son, Yeshua, we already have begun the process of resisting or rejecting ourselves, meaning not the rejection that the world does, not that. I'm talking about we deny ourselves. Maybe that's a better term. We've already begun to deny ourselves and submit to him. We're in if we're not in complete submission, we're in compliance, in partial compliance or partial submissiveness to him. And that's a good thing, because we recognize that pride has no place in the relationship between us and our Savior. So it's easy to love those who have a relationship, an authentic relationship with our Savior. It's challenging. It's difficult. It's, oh my goodness, I don't know. It's challenging. It's difficult. It's almost, in some people's perspective, impossible to, love those who reject our Savior. And that's because they operate out of the flesh. They don't operate by the Spirit or by the same principles that we do. So it's quite difficult. But I tell you what, once we allow ourselves to be pliable through his word, through the washing of the water of his word, when we allow that word to wash us, to cleanse us, to continue to purify us, and you know, purification doesn't come via us always making A's or us always getting it right, but it comes through him convicting us through the Holy Spirit. I didn't say condemnation. Listeners, I didn't say condemnation, because condemnation is a tactic of the enemy. But we always have hope, and that hope is found in the Holy Spirit through our, in our Savior through the Holy Spirit. He said he would leave the Holy Spirit to us as a comforter, as a guide. And so, you know, I know from personal experience, even now I'm continuing to learn that it's difficult. It's most challenging, you know, to love those. And I mean in a genuine way. I don't mean to love or putting on airs. That's what I'm not talking about that. I mean to genuinely walk in love. To the point that you don't see, not that you have forgotten. That's been a big conversation. We're talking about candid conversations here with the real Dr. Rich. It's been a challenge and a conversation piece, a candid conversation piece for me when we're talking about forgetting, because I am one to hold through my reading, and I do acknowledge that the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. Yes, he did say that. And in my studies, in my cross-referencing, in my commentaries, and just in my time with him, this is me and my understanding, which I stand for correction. The Apostle Paul in no way, in my estimation, is saying that we should forget what we have gone through to the degree that we have amnesia. No. Yes, forget everything, the good and the bad, if it hinders us from allowing him to perfect who we are in him. Does that make sense to you? Okay, so this is what I'm saying. If my earned doctorate degree, which is a positive thing, see, sometimes we tend to look at it only as a negative thing, but if my earning a doctorate degree causes me to rely more on my knowledge, more on who I am in the flesh and in the world, than it allows me to depend on him no matter what degrees I hold, then I need to forget that too. I'm not literally saying forget that I have earned 4 degrees, 1 bachelor, 2 masters, and 1 doctorate. No. But I need to forget that part of it enough so that I can continue to respect him, that I can continue to reverence him, that I can continue, hallelujah, hey, oh, thank you, Father. Oh, my goodness, thank you, Father. Thank you for that revelation. Listeners, oh, glory, he is worthy. But if it causes me to neglect him, to, you know, kind of thump my nose at him, to think that I am no longer in need of him daily throughout the day, then yes, I'm saying, as a believer, that trumps everything else. I need to forget that. Forget that. If it does not allow me to remain humble in his presence, and I'll go a step further, hallelujah, if it causes me to be prideful in the presence of my brothers and sisters, my siblings, okay, yeah, forget that. And so also on the flip side of that, to go with, you know, what's already being promoted for the most part, people I've seen in the body of believers often say, you know, forget all of that negative stuff. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind. Most of the time, it's about, you know, the negative aspects of our lives. It's about, you know, all of the traumatic, the traumatic events or experiences in our lives. Then, you know, we want to forget those. But I'm telling you, in my studies, that's just not the way humanity has been set up. It's not. But if it affects us from trusting him, if those experiences prevent us from trusting him, if those experiences, those traumatic experiences, prevent us from not only trusting him, but having faith in his word and his promises, if it causes us to deny him or to reject him because we want to blame him for those traumatic experiences, yes, we need to put those aside. We need to really seek healing and humility. We need to seek humility when it comes to pride on the other side for the positive things. So anything that would hinder our relationship, our development, our continued growth in him, we definitely need to forget those things. We definitely do, because I'm telling you, we were not created in that fashion to forget. So I'm so excited. We cannot allow corrupt communication. And if it happens, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest, because with our Messiah, with our Heavenly Father, because Yeshua is right there pleading, making intercession on our behalf. So yes, let's seek forgiveness and wholeness so that we don't feel the need to have corrupt communication. But that's so common nowadays. We just say whatever we want to. But to those of you who you know who you are, you're listening, if you have at all experienced something, you know, that just whether it negatively affected your character, if it negatively affected your being, you know, who it affected your relationship, then I say this: if you handled it by not allowing corrupt communication, not allowing the incident or the experience to cloud who you were, and you continue to, like I just read, if you continue to love in spite of, you're perfecting that love walk, I say kudos and I thank you. There are some who are listening, and I know it was just a blessing, because sometimes we do have itching ears. We want to hear the worst about people. And what is it about us as humanity, as created beings in his image, that we love or enjoy focusing on the negative aspects of others' downfalls or shortcomings? Yeah, it's not a good thing, I'm telling you. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful because we have an opportunity each day that he allows us to get up, that he, not the alarm clock, not our children, not even ourselves, awaken us in the morning, but it is him who has allowed us to see another day. So we have that opportunity to make things right and to, you know, allow yesterday to be a part of the past. Not that we've forgotten the past, but that, you know, we acknowledge it and we want to be right with him. So listen, I have some notes. So one of my commentaries read, Paul was reflecting and referring to the sins of his past life, which were forgotten by Yahuwah, and the guilt of which was removed from him by the application of the blood of Yeshua, so that Paul had no more conscience of them, yet they were remembered and made mention of by him. See, because of his humility. See, so that's what I'm saying.
So when people challenge you, let me take this moment just to say this. Sometimes people will tell you to forgive and forget. Just remember, it's up to you. Forgiveness is mandatory because we've been commanded to forgive. Even in our Lord's Prayer, you know, we ask for forgiveness as we, because we've already been forgiven, you know. So he's already forgiven us. So let's make an intentional, conscious effort to forgive others. And in doing so, being in right standing with him, let's just do it. You know, we're going to forgive because we've already been forgiven. I'm just so thankful. But let's also know this. Forgiveness is definitely mandatory. We've been commanded to do that. Forgetting is optional. That's what I always say. So it's up to you. If your convictions tell you that you must forgive and forget, Dr. Rich is not going to challenge you. But for the most part, I want to bring a light and illuminate that that's not really biblically sound. Do your research, do your studies, because as an educator, I do that. And it's not just something that you Google, but you do research, you do cross-referencing. And yes, books are written by men, but you also pray, because that one-on-one time with our Heavenly Father is everything. He will bring revelation and light to dark places. Father, Yahuwah God, I thank you so much for this day. This is the day that you have made. We're rejoicing and we're glad in it. I thank you that I recognize the Sabbath even on this Wednesday. It's not about a day. It's about obedience, Father. And so on this Wednesday, I take time to reverence you. I thank you for CEO and visionary Kayla Padgett and her entire team. I thank you so much, Father. I love you. I repent before you, before my Savior, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit, my Comforter, and these, my kingdom brothers and sisters. I say thank you. I say thank you, Father. I love you. I plead the blood of your Son, Yeshua, over every listener and over our families, Father. I thank you for our employers. I thank you for favor. In Yeshua's holy, majestic, matchless name, amen. Have a super great Wednesday. I love you. Enjoy the beauty of this day. For now, faith is, by this may all men know that ye are my disciples. It's by your love walk. It's by my love walk. Let's perfect our love walks. Kingdom blessings. See you soon. Don't forget about Ministry Moments every other Saturday with Pastor Cedric and Dr. C. Denise Richardson. Don't forget about Story Time with Princess Leah every other Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.